People remember what happened in Karbala as they did hundreds of years ago. Around 600 AD, grandson of Islam's prophet and Shia's third imam, Husayn ibn Ali, may peace be upon him, was invited by the people of Kufa to come to them as their imam. Imam Husayn and a group of 72 people, consisting of his family, friends, and supporters, were attacked and martyred by Yazid I, the Umayyad Caliph's army made of thousands of soldiers. Yazid attacked him because Imam Husayn refused to recognize him as a caliph. One of the tools that has helped us remember this event is Taziyeh, a play that tries to recreate what Yazid did to Imam Husayn and his followers in Ashura. Today, the whole world knows about it since UNESCO recognized it as a national Iranian art last year. The event is just more than a condolence theater for the artist. It's very personal.
I really love Imam Husayn, and how should I express this love? Recreating what happened in Ashura and making people more aware means the whole world to me.
Other people had different reasons for coming to see the event.
I'm really interested in theater, and I believe that the new generation needs to become more familiar with this atmosphere. We can learn some important points from what we see here. This is important for today's generation.
It is not only my religious duty, but the religious duty of every Muslim to attend Taziyas and keep the memory of what happened to Imam Husayn in Ashura alive.
I was passing from the other side of the street. I saw there is something going on here, and that there is a sound of Taziyah, so I came to watch.
Taziyeh is a Shia Iranian event that's aimed to revive the memory of Imam Husayn and his followers being slain by Yazid I on Ashura on the 10th of Muharram.
Taziyeh Khani, such as the one you see here, has been going on for hundreds of years. Taziyeh Khani throughout the country started on November 27th, 1st of Muharram, and it will end on December 6th, Ashura. Muharram is based on lunar year and is subject to change every year. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.